You were special.
Okay. I told him I was on my way.
Yes, you did. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5:03 p.m. on Tuesday, December 13th, 2022. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Penrod here. Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on November 22nd. Were there any changes or corrections?
I had none.
I do not.
Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the CSO 19 bid opening. Rosie.
Okay, our first bid is from Ottenweller Contracting. For a total bid of $265,000. The next one's from James Jackson Company. For a total bid of $405,000. And the last one is from Everest Excavating. Total bid of $249,500.
That's the last bid?
That's the last bid.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you to all the bidders. We appreciate your interest in the project. We will take those under consideration. And, Mike, I'm assuming we're going to take that up at the next meeting? A vote on this?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And so we'll bring that up at the next meeting. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it. Okay, next up is the street cut permit. There are multiple street cut permits, although not as many as the last meeting, so that's, I guess, good. I just wanted to make sure that since you're taking minutes and stuff. Okay. Okay, so the first one we have is 657 West Business 30. This is for, I believe they're building a home there. But that's right behind the Dance Till You Drop studio. Okay. Any questions or issues regarding this permit? Think from the department head, from the board?
No.
Okay. Can I have a motion?
Make a motion that we approve the curb cut at 657 West Business 30, Columbia City.
Second.
And that's on behalf of NIPSCO. I have a motion. Second. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the permit to cut in curb streets or alleys for 517 South Valley River Drive. It appears that this is also for a new home. Any issues with department heads on this permit? Issues with the board?
Do not.
Okay. Can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion. We approve the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys at 517 South Valley River Drive, Columbia City, Indiana, for NIPSCO.
Second.
I have a motion second. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Next up, I have an MOU for with County Dye, between the city and County Dye. Chip, do you want to talk at all about the MOU?
It just states that what the city will do if she proceeds to put the the subdivision. So it's just a legal contract.
Okay. Any questions?
Sorry, I was being interrupted by a phone call.
That's
a table.
Okay. Further discussion about the MOU? Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the MOU as presented with County Dye.
Second.
Motion second. You can decide who gets the second. Further discussion? No. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. So that's for the new subdivision that is planned. Chip, has that gone through Plan Commission yet?
It's been, not the plat has not, but the plans have been
okay
for comment, so.
Okay.
I do have one more. I have the, she needs to get back, which I'm going to send her an email here tomorrow or next day, the petition to annex, so that should be coming up soon.
And that'll be going to the Common Council, right?
Yes.
Okay. Next up on the agenda is the water treatment filter media replacement quotes. We are tabling that. So we'll move to the 2023 budget approval. Now, you may be at, not you specifically, but you may be asking yourself, well, why are we doing the budget? That's the council's job. The council, mid-year? Earlier in the year? Sometime. Passed an ordinance that regarding the purchasing, purchase power, if you will, for the departments. And so one of the things that we, that the council passed as a part of that was the levels, if you will, that the department heads can go and purchase things at. And one of the checkpoints, if you will, was that the Board of Works needed to approve the utility department's budgets every year prior to the year. And so that kind of gave them those guidelines and benchmarks. So I will tell you that when the department head, the utility department heads and I went through these budgets back in June, I think, something like that, in June, obviously we were looking ahead to next year, but as you are probably well aware, things ebb and flow throughout the year, but most of the time, budgets don't change dramatically, right? The majority of the budget line items stay about the same. Now, what comes out of there, obviously, it changes and whatever. So, for instance, with like Sean's budget, obviously, the Main Street lighting project, that come out of depreciation, the Main Street lighting, that's what I thought. So many of the capital projects will come out of the depreciation fund. It just kind of depends along the way, but things... again, it really, when it comes to capital projects, unless there's a specific capital line item, a lot of those things come out of depreciation stuff as you're looking at those. I don't know if I can answer any other questions or any questions that you have regarding these budgets. You can see that they're, as always, very detailed, and money gets moved around a fair amount in those budgets based on what the needs are, but in general, stays pretty well consistent. Yeah.
Basically, it's the same as what we discussed.
Yes.
Earlier.
And nothing has changed
okay.
from what we discussed at mid-year.
Okay.
So, yeah. So. And as a reminder, just maybe as something to kind of keep in mind is that the council has effectively agreed that we need to, because we're out of the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission, we need to move toward a phasing every year of utilities, a review of those every single year. And the important part of that is not waiting to the last minute and then raising a utility rate by $20 a month, but instead, let's do a little bit here and there every year so we never get to that spot where we slam the customer with those needed improvements. Basically, let's not wait to the last minute to do that. So so that study is actually being wrapped up. I think Rosie and I got a final copy of that maybe last week of the rate review.
Oh, yes.
I think it's a 3-year. Is it 3-year? Yeah. So so that will be coming to the city council early next year. Not that that necessarily matters to you all, but in this context. But just so you know that the revenue side of that will be impacted, but not immediately. Obviously, as you know, it takes some time for any kind of adjustments to be put in place, but. I do know that specifically for like electric, we know that there is going to be an increase in the power cost, power purchasing cost for next year. Sean, was that around 8%? 7. So is it 7%? Okay. So we know that that's going to be something, as you well know, parts and pieces, pipes and transformers and everything have gone up significantly. I don't want to put the utility department heads on the spot, but can you guys mention a couple of the things that you've seen the price increases on specifically for your departments?
Well, two of the most recent ones for me were a 25 kVA transformer that's a standard size for a 3 or 4 house pad mount transformer. I used to purchase those 3 years ago for around $700-$800. Latest quote I got was $4,300 a piece. transformer, 225 kVA transformer that we're looking at for a new project. 3 years ago was about a three-phase transformer for a bigger building. They were about $6,800 3 years ago. I just got a quote for $33,000. So
to give you a little perspective, I don't know, Mike and Mike or Kelly, if any of you guys want to talk about pipes or things that you're seeing.
It's not the price, it's the bad part. It's that we don't know when you'll get it. And they won't give you a price until it's delivered to them.
Yep. That's the same way with concrete. I mean, I've never seen it where, and Jason, you know, does our concrete work, there was days where we didn't know if we were going to be able to get any. We never had that happen before, yep. You know, so. Yep. And it just keeps climbing up. Mm-hmm. The price per yard is getting crazy.
Yeah. And I've heard that. It's interesting you mentioned that, Kelly, because I've heard that from other mayors specifically saying, hey, we had a, I don't know, we had a downtown project or we had a, you know, a library project or something in their city with concrete sidewalks, and the concrete companies can't say the next time they'll get some concrete available for it. I mean, I think we're lucky that we have Speedway right here in Columbia City. Yeah. And that we've been, you know, we've had a good partnership with them, but you know, there's a lot of other places that are really struggling with that, and even we've had a couple of struggles with that. So, Mike?
This project here, it's doubled to the engineer's estimate.
Has it really?
And he fluffed it.
Yep.
When he put together the estimate, and they just doubled it tonight. So, yeah, I don't know where it's at, but there's something there that's doubled it. A lot of our price went up is chemicals. Our chemical, like polymers that we use and disinfectant chemicals, are probably went up between 10 to 20%. Or last year. Lead times are ridiculous. I just ordered 2 pumps. They're 44 weeks out. So nothing you can do.
Not to mention like vehicles, you know, that we've been working with. Yep. Too. We all know the struggle of that.
Yep. Yep. We've had with Enterprise. Too. We've had where, you know, Ford will say, okay, we're going to open a bank and it's going to be open for 48 hours. So you better get your orders in. Or Chevy or whoever will say, okay, you're allocated, you know, 6 vehicles for your 15 different organizations. So figure out who's going to get the priority of the 6 vehicles. So, I mean, it's absolutely insane. And the problem is then is to Mike's point, it's the challenge is that, okay, if you know it's going to be 44 weeks for us to get a pump or whatever, you're probably going to order more than one pump, which then creates additional supply issues down the road. So these guys, all of them, have persevered this year through that. But it definitely is making an impact. We saw that on the, you know, on the kind of preliminary piece of the the rate review because, again, these guys are spending a lot more money on parts and stuff that we never had to, but they're mandatory parts. They're, again, pipes and pumps and lines and transformers and things that we, yeah. So anyways, I'll quit bloviating on that. But I'll just say that our staff have really done a great job of trying to manage that. And thankfully, many of them, in fact, I think they all had basically backup parts for everything. So those 40 and 30 and 50 week time frames have not put us in a pinch yet being the key word. So
knowing that I only need to, but I'm going to order a spare. Mm-hmm. So is that a line item in the budget for inventory of repair?
Sure. So that fits into the, so that fits into the overall equipment piece of the budget. Really, I don't know. I haven't given you a chance to talk, but you want to talk anything about that?
They actually have an inventory, and at the end of the year, they have to give me their inventory, which is figured when Buzz does his year-end report. They have to go through and tell how much they costs, and it goes into our financials. So if they order ahead and they have some in stock, it'll be in their inventory.
So any specific questions about any of the budgets that I can answer for you?
I don't think so.
Okay. Then if you're okay with it, I'd like to take all four budgets in conglomeration, if you're okay with that. So I'll make a motion that we approve the 2023 budgets for electric, water, sewer, and stormwater as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Next up is bills, which there are multiple multiple runs of bills.
I know.
So, Nicole, since you're in charge of this part, what bills do you want to take on first?
Can I do the – I'll just kind of go in the order I have them, the volunteer fire run.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yep.
I've got to find it. I'll make a motion to pay – the 2022 volunteer fireman runs in the amount of $21,450.03 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated December 13th, 2022.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. What's next?
Let me see how far this one is.
The one that...
I went to payrolls, Board of Works checks, payrolls.
Okay, some payrolls, okay. Okay, so we have, so that kind of is weird because, well, you want to tell them what State Board of Accounts, why this looks different?
Yeah, we just had our audit, and one of the things, I know I always give you the voucher that the balance docket approved, but they want all the pays hooked to it so that you can see that.
Okay. So the first one's on page 38. And it shows the page numbers up front. Wait, you're almost at your page 36.
I went past.
Oh, okay.
So keep going.
Just be down in the right hand corner.
That's it.
I went past it, sorry.
That's okay. I think there's three different, is there two or three in that one packet? Oh, that's true. Rosie,
you just go off of the sensor somewhere.
Okay.
Let me just pass them down.
Instead of flipping on them.
Regular.
Okay, and did you already take out the phone, or the volunteer that we just took? Okay.
Okay, so I'll do the pay file ending 11/18 first. If you can find that one.
Yes. Well, oh yeah, okay, that's fine. Yes, we can do that. That's
it's
the next page.
It's page 12, it looks like. One of the page 12s.
Okay. Well, you just go with it. We'll catch up.
Okay. I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $263,009.12 plus overtime in the amount of $6,136.15 and 19 cents from the pay file ending November 18th, 2022.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
Then I'll do the next one, which is another page 12, and it's 12-2 of 22 on the last page of it.
Yeah, that's just the page of the printout.
Yeah.
We can see what's in there.
Okay, well, roll with it and see where we got.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $253,280.11 plus overtime in the amount of $5,727.10 from the pay file ending December 2nd, 2022.
I'll second and trust your judgment on that. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Okay. This one is wellness, I think. No.
Oh, is that the refunds or deposits?
That's the
and
refunds.
Okay.
Must be. Yep.
Yeah.
The 3,900.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to pay meter deposits and credits in the amount of $3,923.56 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated November 29th of 2022.
Second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign.
Oh, sorry.
It is unanimous. That's okay.
Okay. Then I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable vouchers in the amount of $1,507,574.25 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated December 13th of 2020.
I'll second. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Okay. I think the last one is, I think I'm on the last one. Yep. That's the wellness, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that $38,000? I'll make a motion.
Yes.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $38,217.66 from the pay file ending December 9th of 2022 for the wellness.
Bonus.
Bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Did I get them all?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Department head reports. Chip.
I have nothing major. Just finishing up year-end projects.
That was year-end, correct? Year-end project. Any questions, sure. Chip?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sean.
You may have noticed concrete being poured for bases for light poles on Main Street, so that project is coming along nicely. Next week we'll be probably setting poles and pulling wire, so hopefully we'll have that wrapped up before the end of the year. We started trimming some lines out this week for another project, a pole replacement project down Van Buren, in between Van Buren and Jackson Street. So doing a lot of tree trimming. Just keeping up with general maintenance this time of year with the time off and things like that, trying to get projects done. Doing some planning right now on how we're going to get power to the Bowen Center.
Questions of Sean?
Nope.
Sean, tell me again when you expect the full Main Street project to be completed, like not just built by them, but lines, poles, and everything from your guys.
We're hoping by the first of the year.
First of the year. Okay. Thank you.
We can't set poles until next week because of the cement is here.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Okay. Thank you. Kelly.
Last week we were awarded our community crossings money that we went after, which ended up being $613,000 and some odd change. That'll be for next year's paving project that we have going on. We did a round of limb pickup. We had a few people calling in over that, but with the storms we had last month, we had a couple windstorms come through, so we cleaned all that up. Did another round of leaf pickup today. That ends up being like 7 or 8 weeks that we've been on that. We're in pretty good shape now. I think we got all of them done. We're going to start cleaning up machines and start getting them ready to put away for the winter. And then we went through and graded all the alleys last week. And we had, crews doing patching. Had someone running a sweeper and doing sign maintenance the last couple weeks. And we're getting ready to bring our salt boxes and put them on the trucks and get our plows in the shop and get ready for next season. So that's it.
Sounds like we may have a couple of days of snow coming up here soon, maybe.
Could be.
Usually when I say that, though, we don't. So, yeah. You know, maybe I just jinxed our white Christmas,
keep
actually.
Saying it.
So what?
Keep saying it.
Keep saying it. That's right. That's right. You know what day of the, October we had our first snowfall, measurable snowfall? That day we had got 3 inches. Does anybody remember what day that was?
I don't remember.
Because I think the old adage was, and didn't you tell me one time that the previous street commissioner used to say that whatever day it fell, that was how many measurable snowfalls we'll have in winter?
Yeah.
Something like that.
It was proven wrong several times.
It's still a good old wife's tale, if that's the case. So. Any questions, Kelly?
No.
Thank you. Mike?
We took the delivery of our new laboratory oven we had to buy. Then we started having issues. But, it was there when I started, so it's 30 plus years old. We have a new one. We're just about ready to complete the force main for SDI, the maintenance on that for the year, the cleaning and the inspections. All our industrial customers' inspections have been done on that by pre-treatment, so that's completed for the year. I've been working on employee evaluations and goals, which are due this Friday. And I have a meeting next Thursday with Donahue, S&K, and Maddox. SK has submitted different pumps than originally thought to Donahue. So we have a meeting, and it's going to be Donahue, the engineer, and electrical engineer, and we're going to get together and come up with a final plan on that to hopefully be able to round that project out. The force main is designed and stuff like that. We're just waiting on the pump part of it. So hopefully these guys will get it put together. And then I will have to be coming back with a contract amendment with Donahue for the additional work. Once we get through this, then he'll be able to finalize that and get that to me. So I'll bring that to the next meeting, too, hopefully. And I submitted all the information to United for our CSO, our operational plan update. I've got that submitted to them this afternoon before I come to the meeting. So I'll be able to go on that and hopefully get that updated. So that's just a tidbit. So.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. Questions? Okay. Thank you. Mike?
We got done with the water line to the Bowen Center, and it passed the bacteria test, so that's done. And then basically we're finishing up for the year, and we got a couple more new services to hook up.
Okay. Thank you. Questions, Mike? Thank you. Gary?
We've opened up the hiring process on November 28th to replace Officer Kelly. We've received 7 apps up to this point, which is kind of impressive this early in the game. It's open till December 26th. So I was impressed with the 7 apps we've received already. And out of those 7 apps, all of them are over the age of 30. So
interesting.
That's interesting, yeah.
How many of those are laterals? Are any of them laterals?
Two
of them are laterals?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was impressed with that. The guys have been stepping up and helping fill in shifts, so I appreciate them for that. Sergeant Wooldridge took over the OPO coordinator, and he's doing a great job with that. Just started in late October, so he's doing good. We have an intern, Jack Maley, from the high school starting on January 9th. Look forward to that, and always a pleasure working with the high school. Patrolling for Presidents will be December 17th at Pages Crossing. That should be a great event for the kids. And dispatch, they're doing day-to-day, and everything's going good in there. So.
Questions to Gary?
Gary, who's doing OPO this year? Patrolling for Presidents. Cook?
Detective Cook, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Tom?
Well, I'm glad to say that all of our equipment's operational today, so there's that. I'd like to thank the Police Department, the Whitley County Health Department, the Whitley County Building Department, and the State Fire Marshal's Office for a situation we had to deal with today. I won't go into too much detail on that. Colin Iden, our new hire that replaces, I'm sorry, that will be an additional position, starts January 3rd. So looking forward to that. Trent Stamper has signed up for an Inspector 1 class. These classes don't come along very often. He has shown interest on, Chris had put in for the drop program. And we have nobody that currently holds an inspector certification other than him and on the department. So Trent is going to that class. It starts the middle of January and ends the middle of March. And it's a every Saturday class, so through that time frame. So I'm hoping he gets through that all right. Our Christmas Eve candy giveaway will be Christmas Eve, of course, from 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's the drive-through again, which brings up, I forgot to fill out, and I remembered this today, I forgot to fill out the request to allow those parking spots to be closed off that evening for the drive-through, and I'm hoping the Board of Works could act upon that for me with my lack of remembering to put in for that. I know.
So if the board would approve, we'll make it contingent that the police department signs off on it first. How about that?
Make sure he gives you a map.
Yeah. So I'll make a motion that we approve the drive-through version of Christmas Eve with Santa and the fire department. With sign-off power of the chief of police.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? All in favor, show the usual sign. It's unanimous. I will ask that you get a form, and we'll sign off on it at the next meeting, but you have our approval.
Thank you.
As long as you get Gary's approval.
That might be difficult.
We'll talk about that.
Our gas meters, as I reported, are still on order and have nothing to report new on that. We're still trying to milk those out to get one to pass every day. And then our AEDs and pads are still on order, and those have been on order for months. And finding from other agencies that, like they were speaking earlier, it is a problem in today's world to get anything. Mm-hmm. So other than that, I have nothing to report.
Questions, Tom? Thank you. Mark?
So after tomorrow, we'll have the year interviews done. It's been a little challenging the last couple of weeks with our staff being sick or families, kids getting sick. So kind of a lot of people in and out a lot lately. The rink did open 2 weekends ago, the ice rink, and Kyle's changed it up a little bit this year, and it's a little smaller, but we also have the pavilion available for people to rent, which has been getting used, and it's really nice. So they've done a great job over there. We've been preparing for the father-daughter dance, which will be in February. Still working with JPR and Hunger on the plans for Eagle Park. And I went to IPRA a few weeks ago. It was really good. Opened my eyes to a lot of different things. Probably the best one I've been to by far. We've been talking a lot about the dog park, and that's been talked about for years in the back of Morris's Park. And I've been working with Lily Jones, senior Eagle Tech. She's raised around $3,000 so far for a dog park. And so she's done an excellent job, and I'm hopefully can go to her capstone and show it at the showcase next week to see her. But people are, if they're interested, they can purchase bricks, they can do things like that. That all goes toward the dog park. The original cost of the dog park, when they first put that together, it was around $450,000 to $500,000. It was expensive. We've really scaled that back a lot, hoping that we can do this as money comes in. It's probably going to still be $100,000, but $50,000 is for fencing at least. Then another $50,000 thing to go inside of it. We're not planning on putting a parking lot there, which was a lot of the cost originally, as asphalt. Just trying to do it as we go, because I know there's a lot of people that want it. So that's kind of, we also are trying to fund money for Eagle Park, too. So there's just a lot of things going on right now. But thank you to Lily. She's done a great job. Been fun to work with her on that. And so that's really about all I have.
Question to Mark.
Mark, those bricks, a lot of people are asking about purchasing the bricks. Mm-hmm. Where do those go now?
So any entrance of a dog park, like when you first walk in the gate, it's usually a hard, solid surface.
Okay.
One thing, and I just witnessed it today, because I went to Carmel's dog park today with two of my staff. And when you first walk in, that's the high traffic area. So usually it's concrete, then maybe mulch, and then onto your grass. So I would put them around that concrete at the very entrance. That's what I was going to do with the bricks.
Okay. So well, they've been asking.
Yeah, so they're going to go and be set in the first part of the entrance.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Any other questions? Thank you. Sam, you want to introduce yourself? So name, grade, and tell us what the youth council did at the last meeting.
I'm Sam Bechtel. I'm a current junior at Eagle Tech. And rundown of the youth council meeting from November. We always start with the minutes of the previous meeting, like we have in the Board of Works and City Council meetings, and then we ask the mayor a little bit what's going on in the city. Always one of the highlights of the meeting, depending on the answer sometimes. Then we departed for Giving Gardens, got a tour there, and then the three heads, I guess you could say, of Giving Gardens came back here to talk to us and survey us about what we wanted to see and what like programs I think they could do within the summer that expand their education programs. After that, we ate lunch at Wings, and then we toured the county highway department, and then the recycling center and solid waste department. I think that's on what road is that?
On North Line, or South Line. Yeah.
And that was it.
Questions the same? Thank you. Marcia?
Nothing.
RC? A lot of things. A lot of things happening here at the end of the year. As noted, we have evaluations that are happening right now, and I'll finish most of those up, I think, tomorrow. Still having conversations with the county about potential consolidated dispatch and what that could or may or may not look like going in the future. Also, just for your information, as we've talked about for multiple years now, the extraterritorial jurisdiction of the city is looking to be expanded. Potentially, the county planning commission is taking that under consideration at the next meeting or next week at their meeting. We're working on lots of different things right now. So, but that's maybe just a few highlights of what's happening right now. Walt?
I have nothing at this point.
Okay. Thanks, Nicole.
Nothing except I think we won't see each other until after Christmas.
After Christmas, that's
true. Merry Christmas, everybody.
And that's probably a good note to say, that a reminder that City Hall is closed on the Friday and the Monday after Christmas because of how it falls, as well as the Friday and the Monday before and after New Year's as well because of how that falls. So it falls weird this year, but that's the way we're doing it. So with that, press, any questions? No audience here, so we'll call the meeting in.